Welcome to another podcast in our series for the International Chamber of Commerce UK branch. This is ICC's World Business Podcast, recorded in London on Thursday, the 23rd of November, 2017. I'm Robert Kelsey, and we are delighted to be joined by Sir Michael Rake, Chairman of the ICC in the United Kingdom, and Paul Drexler, President of the Confederation of British Industry. Thank you for joining us today. Question one. Argentina has just launched its presidency of the G20. Why is the G20 important for businesses, and how, given Brexit, can the UK make the most of this forum?
Well, perhaps I could talk about the broader issue, and Paul, if you want to pick up on Brexit. But I mean, clearly what we see in the world today, particularly in the West, is a concern and a retreat from globalization and free trade, an increase in protectionism, which is deeply concerning. And I think this is a really important opportunity for G20, supported by B20, to really remake the case for free trade, for globalization, that technology can be a benefit, not a threat. And all of this is critically important to continuing to lift people out of poverty and create new markets and create prosperity.
Okay, thanks, Mike.
From a UK point of view, it's probably never been a more important time for us to collaborate with others, build new relationships at a time when we need them. The challenge and opportunities of digital trade are immense. Climate change challenge hasn't gone away. There's a huge challenge in terms of education and opportunity for most disadvantaged kids in the world. And post-Brexit, we are going to need all the friends we can get from wherever we can find them.
Absolutely. So given this, what are the CBI and ICC doing to support both UK and international companies at the G20?
From a CBI point of view, we collaborate on a regular basis with ICC. Ultimately, we have common purpose, which is to promote international trade and investment into the UK and from the UK outside. And we collaborate at a senior business level through the B7, the business equivalent of the G7, the B20, the business equivalent of the G20. And what we try and do is develop a common agenda. And I think in the next set of meetings, we have to ensure that people all around the world realise that the UK is open for business, open for trade, and going to be a brilliant collaborator.
Absolutely.
And I think the ICC is very clear that our role here in the UK is not to duplicate, but to support the CBI and other business organisations, is really to continue to help and support the incredible complexity of some of these trade deals, trade facilitation, and the rules-based environment we live in under WTO. So that's an important aspect of what the ICC does. And obviously, globally, the ICC is very large, represented around the world, 6.5 million members, observer status to the United Nations, and it can help to bring together groups, bodies, to ensure that we have the proper kind of debate in B20, G20 this year in Argentina.
Great. Okay, well, thanks for that. Let's stay in Argentina for a bit, and also alternative forums to the EU, if you like. And in 2 weeks' time, governments from around the world are gathering in Buenos Aires for the 11th WTO Ministerial Conference. What, in your view, should be the outcome of the conference? Should we start with you, Mr. Drexler?
Well, I mean, I think, you know, I think there's a set of issues around the moment. Potentially one of the most important ones is a platform or a way forward in terms of international trade for digital, because there's so much change happening, so much opportunity. A market estimated at $25 trillion, growing at 20%, per annum. In a short order, we're going to have nearly 6 billion people in the world, each with a mobile phone. That's going to bring about profound changes. How we do that in a world which is sensible, which is pragmatic, and which has a set of common standards globally is a great challenge. From UK point of view, it's an immense opportunity because we're already a world leader in e-commerce. We're well positioned in terms of technology. We've got brilliant universities and brilliant collaboration with universities internationally. So there's a lot to play for, and if the G20 can actually ease the path forward for that, we all win.
Yeah. Smart. I completely agree with that. I think the digital issue is very important. I think data is going to be critically important with the European Union, with the UK. This supports innovation, which we badly need. I think the other role of G20, B20, is to really ensure that where we look at some of the issues of the people who have felt left behind by globalization and by technology, I think we've really got to address the issues of the emerging technologies and AI, robotics, and try and use this in a positive way. There's a huge issue about education and how we support education to make sure the new jobs can be filled. And these, to a greater or lesser degree, global problems.
Great, okay. So, how much of a priority is the WTO to CBI members?
Well, it's a much, much greater priority than it was 18 months ago. I mean, for many CBI members, particularly medium and small-sized companies, they haven't had to be concerned with WTO. The bulk of their opportunity has been either inside the UK or within the European market. So, you know, they have to understand how it works. They have to understand what it means. They have to understand the implications of that in terms of cost and rules so they can engage. From a UK point of view, we've got to build a set of relationships that says we're interested and want to be at the core of this, as opposed to perhaps historically we were happier to be on a sideline leaving others to do the work. And finally, I'd say there's never been a more important time for the UK to have high quality, respected voice in an international platform like this.
Okay, yeah. Well, let's... Martin.
No, 100%, and just to know that what we've seen in the ICC is an increasing active, you know, participation by British companies in the last 12 months, which is exactly
great.
What Paul's saying, which I think is very important.
Yeah. Okay, well, let's drag the elephant into the room, so to speak, and 2018 is going to be a big year for the UK as it prepares to leave the EU in 2019. From a global policy point of view, what should be the focus of our attention in 2018, given Brexit?
Well, on a global level, I think there's huge, you know, travelling around the world, as we all know, there's huge surprise, concern, disappointment at the decision by the UK to leave the European Union. It's clearly an act of deglobalisation, which can have very harmful effects in the UK and the European Union and globally. So I think from an external point of view, what everyone I speak to wants to see sensible, pragmatic resolutions and some kind of sensible transition period that doesn't that minimises the harm, you know, not just to the UK economy, but to the European and global economy.
Mm. Okay, and Paul?
Look, I think it's very clear from a UK point of view, our overriding priority at the moment is to secure smooth passage with the 43% of international trade we do with the European market. That's got to be our first priority. Our second is to build on the excellent relationships we have with other countries around the world, many of them through EU trading relationships. And we have to figure out how we're going to conduct the most complex inverse trade relationship discussion ever held in a way that's faster than normal trade negotiations have happened. And there isn't a great track record to look at.
No. Okay. So finally then, what should UK companies be doing? I mean, to prepare themselves for this? Or potentially prepare themselves for a hard Brexit?
Well, I mean, I think the vast majority of companies are already thinking their way through it. 10% have already made significant decisions in terms of investment. By the year end, a further 25% will have started to enact the contingency plans, and by the end of March, a further 25% will. The only way to slow that down is, as Mike said, clarity urgently on transition plan. That at least allows people to suspend contingency plans. And beyond that, people have to assess what are the implications in terms of loss around tariff-free access, non-tariff barriers, diffusion and change in regulation, potentially not having access to people, on top of a lot of other things we've always taken for granted, never even had to think about.
Nothing to add, completely agree.
Great. Oh, okay, well, thank you for your time. You've been listening to the World Business Podcast from ICC United Kingdom. Thank you for listening.